Morning, everyone.
It's my first time preaching, so this may or may not be easy for me, but I'll do my best. So I'd like to first introduce this topic by saying when we took our oath as a Christian, we entered in the hopes of leading a fulfilling life with splendor, hope, fulfillment, and keeping towards the faith that will allow us to reach our ultimate goal, joining our Father, our Savior, with Him in heaven. So, when we were baptized, as I know for a majority of you, you took the oath of upholding His teachings while holding on to the promise that the Lord will fulfill His expectations for you in the hopes of leading a much easier life, a life with the splendor and power. But sometimes there are times as Christians that we will fall, that things will not be easy, when the weight will be too much, and sometimes it might be too much to bear. But at the same time, again, that shouldn't keep us from not looking forward for what's to come in the future. Like the Lord has promised us time and time again, things will be easier as long as we hold on to the hope that we will look forward to what comes next, no matter what happens. In doing so, we continue to make personal sacrifices that would abstract our path from developing a full relationship with the Lord, such as giving up drinking, giving up wealth, and even severing ties with those who we thought we were our friends. But even still, as we lead this life, as we continue to fulfill His obligations toward us, that we are going through hardships, severe suffering, difficulty, privation, which can take several examples, such as financial woes, relationship challenges, physical illnesses, and emotional and mental turmoil. These hardships are often defined as God's true test of your faith, which will lead us to having two options: either to give up or to continue to pursue God despite the challenges we face in life. As Christians, it is important to remember that even though we face several hardships in life, it is imperative that we must continue to develop the perseverance and courage to face our hardships head on, to never shy away from it, and to always rely on God for His strength and courage to overcome our challenges in life. For it is within those challenges that it will truly define our character within the life as a Christian. One of the oaths that we took before our conversion to Christianity was upholding our faith in God. We do this by fulfilling His expectations of us, such as praying, helping others in need, and reading the Bible, which will in turn help us to be closer to God. However, doing these things alone is not enough to develop a good relationship with God. We must also be able to make personal changes, which include being able to stop things that prevent us from leading the life God wants us to lead. For example, these things can be giving up wealth, giving up drinking, or giving up false idolatry. God also calls us to change our attitudes, such as being able to stop anger from overcoming you, or any negative emotion for that matter. Giving up on adultery is one of the biggest changes we must make in our lives, because adultery tempts us into chasing materialistic things in our lives, which would lead us to commit sins upon others, which would include being unfaithful to others and looking at others in a lustful way. In the Bible, one of the most primary examples of giving up materialistic possessions would be the story of Zacchaeus and Jesus. In Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, the Bible tells us the story of Zacchaeus, who was a wealthy tax collector who managed to defraud so many people out of their money. Once upon learning who Jesus was and found Him preaching, he attempted to climb a tree to try and see Him. Jesus approached Zacchaeus and wanted to come to his home and encourage him to give up his wealth to help those who needed the most. Zacchaeus gladly obliged and gave up half his possessions to those in need. And upon doing so, Jesus responded, "Salvation has come to this house." Zacchaeus is a prime example of how we should let go of materialistic possessions, because like all of us, he turned to God to repent for his sins and wanted to change his life for the better. He was willing and able to throw his wealth to make amends to those he defrauded, and was willing to form a relationship with God. It is important to follow his example, because we too are called upon to make important sacrifices to allow us to commit to God fully and to inherit his riches instead, for that it is he that he provides for all of us and ensures our bellies will never be exhausted. So therefore, it is important to express your faith fully while also giving up the things that will prohibit you from answering God's call, and instead inherit the strength God provided for us to fully embrace the life that he wanted for us. The ability to persevere is one of the many cornerstones of being a true Christian. Perseverance is defined as taking a journey or action through the face of tremendous difficulty, refusing to give up, and having the will to accomplish your goals. In all the facets of our life, we may face certain challenges that may deter or even threaten the balance within our lives. We experience this through many ordeals, such as losing your loved ones, losing your jobs, losing your home, or failing at something that you wanted to accomplish. Yet despite these discouragements and the tremendous losses we encounter, we are presented with two choices: stand in the rain and refuse to take action to let us engulf us in its darkness, or to take the initiative and take the first step forward and keep on moving. I hope that all of you will take the choice of the latter, because we have been through it time and time again. God helped us to reach this point of our lives despite the many challenges that we have faced. It was his strength alone that he provided us to persevere and lead on. For example, the servant Paul exemplifies this trait within the New Testament. Though he was flawed in the beginning, sacrificing many Christians, beating down and hunting them, it was only when God blinded him and asked, "Paul, why do you persecute me?" Though he was blind, he started to believe in the will of the Lord, in his power, and the many things that he may give us. And it was until that he regained his sight that he rejoiced and professed his faith and love to the Lord, and vowed to start his journey anew with the Lord by his side this time. However, even though Paul was going around along with Barnabas to preach and spread the word of God, encouraging others to give up the things that they want the most and instead pursue God, things were still a lot harder for Paul. Though he spread the message of the Lord, he faced numerous challenges, such as taking whippings and stones, wrongly put in prison in Rome, going through a terrible storm only to get shipwrecked, and he even got bitten by a snake. Yet, even despite these hardships, the Lord protected him through his strength, because Paul never lost faith. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 17, Paul said, "The Lord stood with me, and he strengthened me." The Lord provided him strength to aid Paul in his journey, to keep the faith, to spread the word, to help those in need, and never left Paul, not even once. Even when the end drew near for Paul, and that Paul knew that his end was come, he embraced it fully even. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7, his last words were, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith," which in turn encapsulates Paul's journey as a whole. Through his perseverance, he saw through it that he did his work, despite the persecutions and sacrifices that were made along his way, while also upholding the Lord's faith, because he wanted to serve. He wanted to serve God. He wanted to serve people. He wanted to change as many lives as he could with the power that he had. As Christians, hardships are inevitable obstacles set upon our paths as we live our daily lives. There is no such thing as life without struggle. We will face pain, no matter what. We will lose things that we cherish the most, even those who we call friends. But like how Paul, the Lord never left Paul, he will never leave us either. He was always here since the beginning, and he's never going to leave us now. It's only up to us to decide whether or not we accept the Lord within our hearts. And only then can we truly overcome and accomplish great things in our lives. During my college days, there was a moment in which I faced a major obstacle. So I was set up to go into a job interview one day, but I actually forgot my papers, so I actually had to go to college to print it. And it turns out I did not park in the right spot. So when I managed to print my stuff in the college, my car actually got towed and I immediately panicked. I was like, oh, what do I do? The interview was going to start in about half an hour and I had no vehicle. So I was left with two choices: give up on my interview and go home, or still take the effort to the interview, regardless of how I was going to get there and regardless of what the result would be. So I chose the latter and walked an hour and 30 minutes, or maybe even more so, to the place of the interview. And even though I was extremely late and tired, I managed to get through the interview. The next day, I went for a second interview and actually managed to land the job that I wanted. And so here I am. So therefore, it is important that we continue to strive and overcome, for it is within those struggles that the Lord's promise can truly come to fruition. Fear not, for I am here, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, such as in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. Within the struggles that we face lies God's promise that the utopia he has built for us awaits us. His promise encompasses of the assurance that we will receive eternal life, protection, and salvation. His promises also include giving us strength through weakness and will ensure that together with him, we can overcome our weaknesses. God knows what we go through, and he too anguishes through our pain, because that is how much he loves us. He wants us to know that we are not alone and never alone, so long as we rely on his strength and allow him to take a seat upon our hearts and allow him to build a holy empire in which we will stand firm and able. For he said in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. He stands with us because he encouraged us to live by his teachings, to do right by others, to continually persevere even though we ourselves suffer. However, we must remember that there will always be a balance within our lives. Even though we suffer, there will be good, blissful, and nourishing moments within our lives that we will experience within our lives. This will take many forms, such as meeting new people, working yourself through a job you like, using that power that we have to help those in need, and spending time with those that we love and care for us, such as family and friends. The feeling that you have when you are loved for who you are is indescribable. If we put in the work, if we use our actions to accomplish what we want to achieve, despite what we go through, those accomplishments will not go unnoticed, especially to the Lord, and especially to those that we work and care for. People will notice and appreciate the hard work that you put through
and they will also love you for what you do for them as well. So, as you know, I work as a supply educational assistant, and once I worked as a social worker, and I worked through various schools across the Halton region. Throughout my career, I have worked in countless classrooms, working with those with special needs, and ensuring that their needs are met throughout the school day. Numerous teachers have taken notice of the hard work I go through, and they encourage me to keep it up, and they hope to see me again one day. The praise I receive is so encouraging and fulfilling, knowing that I have contributed to their lives, even if it was just a little. Even the students I work with remember me by name and always tell me the amazing things that I do for them. So I encourage you all to continue to keep up the good work that you all do, to continue loving those who want to see you reach new heights and cherish the good moments that you have. Our life is short. Only the Lord knows when our end will come. There is not one single person in this room who knows what comes next. But even though we don't know what comes next, it shouldn't keep us down. And I encourage you all to keep getting up, to keep your head above water, because sooner down the line, God will reward you with the work that you have provided. And so long as you keep looking up, there will always be light. Therefore, it is important to recognize that though hardship is painful, there is bliss in it. God knows what we go through and will not go unnoticed. He will ensure that as long as we live the Christian life and uphold his teachings and live by the faith that he expects of us, he will provide and nurture us as well, providing strength through our weaknesses, because he will ensure that his promise to us is fulfilled. A promise that we will live in a land filled with honey and will never grow hungry or thirsty ever again. The life of Christians demands us to make sacrifices within our personal lives to lead the life God has paid for us. God wants us to be free from materialistic possessions in order for us to obtain eternal wealth within the seats that we will soon gain in heaven. He wants to nourish us, knowing that we can always depend on him for strength and courage, as the challenges we face will eventually mold us into the people the Lord wants us to become. Yet, there will be moments within our lives where we will be filled with despair and hopelessness. There will be moments where it will seem like the light will not be there to touch us within our darkest hour. But the Lord reminds us that he is always with us, that he feels our pain, that he wants us to feel better as well. It is only within our choice to stand still and let the rain drown us, or we can take the next step forward and keep on moving, knowing that we are never alone in our journey. God promised us a paradise. If he has observed that we have done our best and fulfilled his promises, he will ensure that he will fulfill his side of the deal, just as God has promised Moses. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 8, it says, "If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will ensure that he will give it to us." How amazing and merciful is our God that through our perseverance, he will lead us into a land which will never grow hungry or thirsty ever again. No amount of wealth and power that we have here on this earth could ever measure up to the paradise that God has prepared for us. We must take care to remember that our goals must align with God's goal for us, so that we may stay humble and grounded within our place within the world. For me personally, I would like to lead a life where I have given it my all, to see myself reach out into the unknown without having any fear of what might come next. I imagine that most, if not all of you, have felt the same way at some point. A feeling in which may have been lost and fearful of the future, afraid what will come next. But I tell you the truth, there is not one person on this earth who knows what truly awaits them. Only God knows our destiny. For it is within his hand and with him on our side that nothing on this green earth is something that we should fear. All of you are standing here today in this church at this very moment because you have worked hard to reach in this point in time. The Lord is proud of you, and you should feel the same way too. And there is so much more for you all to explore, so much to accomplish and to fulfill in the near future. So I ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to keep moving forward no matter what happens. Even if it's a single step or a toe, keep moving forward throughout every single step of the way. As long as you are breathing, as long as the Lord lends you his strength and you believe in it with every fiber of your being, there is nothing you can't do for yourselves and for others. And always remember that your persistence and hunger to achieve your goals will not go unnoticed by the Lord. And he will ensure that each and every single one of you is fulfilled. Remember, when one door closes, another will always open. Let's bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, today for helping us reach this point in time. We thank you for your strength that you have given us each and every single day, every minute, every hour to help us reach to this point in time. We are also thankful for the friends, family, shelter, food that you have provided for us to help us keep us strong, to keep us faithful, and to help us look forward towards the future. May you continue to lend your strength to us so that we may use it for the good of others as well as for ourselves, and to keep us humble and to remember that your teachings have ultimately molded us into the very people that you have expected of us to be. May we continue to look forward for what's to come next, even though we don't know what will happen. And may we continue to uphold your teachings and to become greater for it. And this is our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.